Eagle in the Morning with Patch and Amy.
We don't have a Whole Foods here, and I'm glad because I would go in today and I would raise some hell. They just caught a ton of heat on Twitter and Instagram. They had pre-peeled oranges in packages. So everybody gets mad and says that people on Reddit, are people really that lazy nowadays? So they ended up pulling the pre-peeled oranges from their shelves.
Good.
And what do you mean good?
It is good. It is lazy.
It's lazy. Everything is, that's invention. You can get celery chopped up with all the ends cut off of it. You can get meals, freezer meals. What's the difference?
It's just lazy. It's just, and the same thing is like with, I don't know, I haven't seen them because I'm guessing they would go funny, but you couldn't buy like a plastic tub of bananas.
You know what? Stop buying peanut butter already ground up. Get the peanuts, shell them, and ground it yourself. Stop getting butter out of it. What do you mean? Everything is an upgrade.
But oranges, you can. Why can't you not peel those yourself? Like, why do you need to?
Why can't you milk a cow and churn butter?
Well, I've tried the milking the cow thing, and that was pretty ugly. Pretty ugly. But it's one of those things that. I guess everything is done for convenience, I guess. But the thing is that you're getting all these new. Another whole slew of plastic containers that are going to be out there now just because people are too idle to peel an orange.
I just sat here and ate pineapple. Mm-hmm. That came in a plastic container, pre-sliced, sliced in spears.
So what's wrong with you buying a pineapple?
That's exactly what I should do. Is I should get a whole pineapple, skin, palm and all.
Yep.
In fact, I should just grow it myself.
And then you have
Why are we all farmers? Where does this stop?
Then you have your own Tupperware box and you chop it up and you put it in there.
If you don't want to get pre-peeled oranges, then you just don't buy them. Why do you have to ruin everybody else's good time?
Because the thing
you're the sober person who goes to the party and everybody stop drinking.
But the thing is, though, that we hear all this stuff all the time about stuff for the environment and everything else. That now there's another.
How much longer do you think you're going to live here?
Here, as in a lot.
Yeah, how long do you think you're going to be alive?
Who, me? What am I? Another 40 years at least.
You think you're getting 40 years out of life?
Absolutely.
You can't even raise your arm up past a 90 degree angle.
Another 40 years. But we hear all these things about, you know, stuff with the environment, etc. So now there's another set of plastic containers out there now that there's no need to be another set of plastic containers. Because it's creating another one. It's not replacing something and using it in its place. It's another new one.
When I watched you pop your K-cup into the Keurig this morning, I didn't realize you were so passionate about plastic.
That's only a little bit of plastic.
Oh, okay.
That's different.
How convenient that is. Why don't you get the coffee? You shoveled in yourself into the container.
I'm select plastic choice. That's what it is. But I just think, it just seems lazy to me. And there's something, even though it's a pain in the butt to peel an orange, there's something good about just that peel, sitting there and just peeling an orange and stuff. I like to do that.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
I really do. Because who's going to sit there and put, this peeled orange, is someone sitting there not only peeling the orange, but peeling all that white stuff off as well so it's nice? Because a lot of people don't like that white.
I don't like that white stuff.
No, is someone doing that?
They're paying kids 5 cents in India to get these oranges peeled.
Uh-huh.
No, they just peel it with chemicals like everything else.
Sticking it on top of something and the peel just falls
melts off.
Oh, no thanks.
Do I want your nails dug up in there? I don't know where your hands have been.
Hi, you're 97.7. Who's this?
This is Amber.
Good morning, Amber. What can we do for you?
I had a comment on the whole peeled oranges thing.
Okay.
Okay, I wouldn't buy it myself. By all means, but every morning I have to peel an orange for my daughter for preschool.
Okay.
Her teacher can't because she has other preschoolers. You know, it just makes it easier on the teacher.
Yeah.
So I can definitely understand why people would buy the peeled oranges, because in the morning when I'm packing two lunches, it'd be a heck of a lot easier to reach in and grab like 5 already peeled oranges.
Yeah, but then my suggestion to you is get out of bed 15 minutes earlier so you have time.
Amber, shots fired from Patch.
I already get out of bed early enough, and I work 2 jobs. So I can assure you, getting out of bed early is not the issue.
Amber, this is coming from the man who has not put on real pants in 4.5 years. He just throws on his basketball shorts, and he has not played a game of basketball twice since he was in it, since he had recess. So don't let him tell you what you need to do. Amber, where are you calling from this morning?
Heading to work in Smyrna.
Well, thank you for checking in.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Hi, this is Shelly.
Hey, Shelly.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on your little spiel about the oranges.
Yes.
Some kids at school probably aren't allowed to have knives, so that might be good for a parent just pop it in there so they don't have to have anything for the kid to try to peel it with. Another thing was one time I went to, I was at a Girl Scout camp, and they had these special needs kids that were with us. And the one of the people that were with us wouldn't eat her peach unless it was peeled. I never heard of anybody peeling a peach before, but she had to have it peeled. So, you know, if you've got people that can't do things for themselves, actually a peeled orange might be something that somebody would want to get.
Did you know, Shelly, that Petch can't do things for himself? He eats kiwi. He eats a kiwi with that furry peel still on it.
Yeah, I just chop the little nubs off the end and then eat it.
And then he bites it. Isn't that gross?
Well, you know, I mean, there's so many people that don't do things. And you're right, we are absolutely a lazy culture, but... you know, there are reasons sometimes for people to do things that...
But the thing is, with kids in school, I get that obviously they can't take a knife into school to do their orange, but they've got a set of teeth in their mouth. Just bite it.
So I feel the same way because I teach at a preschool and we have a lunch thing and some of them don't know how to open their crackers and they sit there and they expect you to do it. Nobody's ever showed them how to do it. So if they don't... if nobody's going to show them how to get the straw off of their juice pouch... you know, they've got no clue. They just sit there. I don't know what to do.
This is what's going to happen, and I've said this a ton of times before. If you've watched the movie WALL-E, that's what we're going to become like. We're all going to sit in these big chairs, supping these shakes and watching TV and doing nothing for ourselves.
Petch acts
it's
like...
pretty much already here, so...
Yeah, Petch acts like that's not what he goes home and does at noon every day. All right, Shelly, thanks for checking in this morning.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.